Ananzaki is with us for business. Kia ora, Anan. King salmon's profits are up.
Kia ora, Charlotte. Yes, fish farmer New Zealand King Salmon's full-year profit has leapt higher on reduced fish debts as its recovery continues. Its profit was $28.5 million compared with a profit of just under $2 million the year earlier. Revenue rose 12% to $187 million despite flat sales volumes and a softening towards the end of the year. Chief Executive Carl Carrington says the company has turned the corner after some tough years.
The second half of the year was tougher than the first half as we worked through smaller fish from September to December, which impacted on demand. Very positively, we received the final consents for Blue Endeavour. The balance sheet remains strong. Our focus is strongly on optimising the core business through continuing to make good choices around markets, market allocation and product mix, and tight cost control so that we can maximise the self-funding component for Blue Endeavour.
King Salmon is not paying dividends as it develops its recently approved open ocean Blue Endeavour farm in the Cook Strait. Earnings for the new year are expected to be in a range of $26 and $32 million. And you can hear more from King Salmon in the rural news after the 12:30 headlines. Mortgage advisers are hitting out at the Commerce Commission for what it calls a remarkable lack of understanding of how advisers operate. The Commission's recent draft banking report suggests mortgage advisers could help to drive stronger competition for home loans. But it said there may be some barriers, including having commissions that align incentives of advisers with banks rather than with their customers. The recently established Finance and Mortgage Advisers Association says the draft report has already earned the scorn of advisers. Here's its country manager, Lee Hodgetts.
Essentially, some lenders pay slightly different commission. Some lenders will pay a trail commission and some will just pay an upfront fee, depending if they're a bank or a non-bank lender. At the end of the day, the advisor will recommend what the best product or the best outcomes are for a client to go to, and then that commission will then be disclosed to the client. It doesn't influence, and it shouldn't influence, what the choices or what the recommendations are, because we are, as an industry, driven to provide good outcomes for our customers or for consumers.
Lee Hodgetts says the industry body is planning to meet with the Commerce Commission. Complaints about small business lending are rising as firms fail to meet repayments due to tougher economic conditions. The financial ombudsman, Susan Taylor, says in the past few months, complaints have risen by 50 to 70%, but stresses the numbers are low, and prior to that, complaints were rare. She says in most cases, lenders are playing by the rule book with little evidence of mistakes. But in some instances, Ms. Taylor says lenders should have done more due diligence about the borrowers.
There are a few cases where we've thought, I just don't see how a lender could have got this one past the line. And in those cases, we'll work with the lender and the consumer to try to negotiate a settlement which sees the lender getting repaid most of their money, but some light at the end of the tunnel for the borrower as well, and certainly the payments are at an affordable rate.
Susan Taylor says lenders do not have such strict obligations when lending to businesses compared to general consumers. Shares of Donald Trump's Trump Media and Technology Group have surged as much as 59% on their first day of trading in the US. The company, which owns Trump's social media platform, Truth Social, hit a session high of more than $79 a share, valuing the company at more than $10 billion. Trump supporters are thought to have been big buyers of the stock, lifting the price, but the gains faded and it closed 16% higher, giving the company an $8 billion value. Market writer at the Barron's financial news site, Paul LaMonica, says little about the share float and the strong debut makes sense.
It's hard to imagine how the Trump Media and Technology Group can continue this type of rally, even with the president, you know, potentially, pushing the stock, promoting the stock, just because the fundamentals aren't very good. This is a company that's losing money. Revenue is tiny. And I don't think that any investor that understands how businesses are valued can look at Trump Media Technology Group and say, yeah, this is a fantastic business that's growing and is profitable, because it just isn't. It's meme stocks married with partisan politics, and it's a crazy mix.
That's financial writer Paul LaMonica. Well, let's check in now on the financial markets here with Dave LeBreton of Hobson Wealth. Good afternoon, Dave.
Hey, Anand.
Let's start off with the local share market. How's it looking today? And King Salmon, how's it doing after the turnaround?
Well, the New Zealand share market, as measured by the NZ 50, is down 0.2%, so not getting any lift from Trump's performance this morning. King Salmon, as you've mentioned, their share price up to just under 2% to 26.5 cents after getting some good news from that earnings. And if we look at Synlait Milk, so the beleaguered milk company there, they're up just under 3%, up 2 cents to 74 ahead of their annual result coming out today. Elsewhere, Contact Energy down 21 cents to $8.32. Kathmandu owner KMD Brands up 1 cent to 61, and we've got Goodman Property down 3 cents to 226 after confirming their internalisation proposal. But in some positive news, despite being in a recession, Saver Group up 28.95% their share price today. So the company that owns a few eateries around Auckland posting really solid profit results or expectations.
Oh, nice to have a bit of good news in there. How's it looking over in Australia? Can we just have a headline number with the ASX and then the New Zealand dollar, please?
Certainly. So the ASX 200 is pretty flat, up 0.07% to 7786. And on the New Zealand dollar, one New Zealand dollar buys 92.56 Australian, 60 cents US, 90.96 Japanese yen, 47.5 British pounds, and 55 euro cents.
And that leaves us with interest rates, oil and gold.
So New Zealand 90-day bank bill rate is at 5.67%, 10-year government bonds at 4.67%. West Texas Intermediate finished at 81.80. Gold is $2,178 US dollars an ounce.
Thank you. That's David LeBreton of Hobson Wealth with our market update.